This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, August 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House Farm Bill faces deficit problem. World commodity prices virtually unchanged in July, and Harris close to choosing Veep. Cost estimate puts number on Farm Bill funding gap. We now have a clear idea of the budget challenge faced by the House Agriculture Committee's Farm Bill, and it's steep. Late Friday afternoon, the Congressional Budget Office released its official cost estimate for the legislation, which the committee approved in May. CBO says the bill would increase the federal budget deficit by $33 billion. So House Republican leaders will have to either overrule the CBO, which could cost the bill some support from budget hawks, cut the spending in the bill, or set it aside. Even if they do overrule the CBO, the Democratic-controlled Senate wouldn't go along with that move, and some Republicans might not support it either. As we have reported, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has said Republicans should abide by the CBO's cost estimates. Now keep in mind, this budget challenge doesn't necessarily get any easier in the next Congress, since falling crop prices would make it even more expensive to raise reference prices and make other changes to commodity programs. Food commodity prices stable in July. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's gauge of food commodity costs was unchanged last month despite lower prices for corn and wheat. High prices for vegetable oils, meat products, and sugar offset the decline in grain prices, leaving the FAO Food Price Index at 120.8 in July, slightly off the reading of 121 for June. The index is 3.1% below its level a year ago, reflecting the broad softening in the commodity markets. Now keep in mind, the index hit an average of 144.7 in 2022 as commodity prices soared following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Due in part to strong crops in North and South America, FAO's cereal price index fell 3.8% in July, led by lower prices for corn and wheat. The index for vegetable oils rose by 2.4% on higher prices for a range of oil sources, including soybean, palm, and sunflower. Higher beef and poultry prices pushed the meat index up 1.2%, despite a slight decline in the cost of pork. Harris gets close to announcing VP pick. Vice President Kamala Harris is close to announcing who her running mate will be. Harris is interviewing three finalists in Washington before announcing her decision at an event in Philadelphia scheduled for tomorrow. Those three, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who would be expected to help the Democratic ticket carry Pennsylvania, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, an astronaut and the husband of former Representative Gabrielle Giffords, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who has become a popular choice among Democrats, both for his long record of public service and down-to-earth character. Walz was the one who first called the Republican ticket weird, an adjective picked up and used by Harris, Shapiro, and others to describe the Republican agenda. Other candidates for the number two job include Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, but their chances seem to be fading as Shapiro has appeared to pick up the momentum as the odds-on favorite. As a six-term member of Congress who left in 2018 to run for governor, Walz has support from House members, including reportedly Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat who serves on the House Agriculture Committee, called him his sentimental favorite in an article in The Hill on Friday. Walz served on House Ag from the rural district now held by Republican Brad Fenston. Senator Bernie Sanders also wants Walz, and United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has said he prefers Walz or Beshear. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ag groups want tough requirement for third-party carbon verifiers. Agricultural groups are seeking to tighten accreditation standards for third-party carbon verifiers when it comes to U.S. crop and soil knowledge, while verifiers believe the current systems are working well, that according to comments made to the Agriculture Department. The feedback comes as USDA looks to implement the Growing Climate Solutions Act, which requires the USDA to credit a voluntary certification for third-party carbon credit verifiers. Over 151 comments were submitted to the agency, that in response to a request for information. For an in-depth summary of the comments, go to agripulse.com. FCC seeks comments on use of AI in political ads. The Federal Communications Commission is proposing that television broadcasters disclose use of artificial intelligence in political ads as deepfakes, which alter real images, have become more prevalent in the political arena. 11 states, California, Idaho, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin have enacted legislation regulating AI-generated deepfakes in political ads and other campaign communications, the FCC says in its proposal. In addition, similar legislation is awaiting governor signature or under consideration in 28 states. FCC wants feedback on whether a disclosure immediately preceding or during the ad would be more prominent and bring greater awareness of the fact that the ad contains AI-generated content, that disclosure right after the ad. Alternatively, the commission seeks comment on whether broadcasters should be permitted to air the disclosure at any time immediately preceding, during, or immediately following the ad, the proposal says. Here's today's final word. Bringing about a five-year farm bill is a long process, one filled with multiple steps and a lot of hard work. Today's score from CBO is part of that process, but shows me there's still more to be done to make certain the bill, one that has been consistently praised by those across the agriculture value chain, can be brought across the finish line. That's the word of House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson responding to the final CBO score of his panel's farm bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, August 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.